Attorney Philip K. Howard is a leading voice for legal reform in the U.S. In 2002, he formed the nonpartisan group Common Good to advocate for an overhaul of American law and government. Among Common Good's suggestions, specialized health care courts, which would give lower but smarter awards, and a project with the New York City Board of Education and the Teachers Union to change the disciplinary system in New York public schools. His new book is The Rule of Nobody, Saving America from Dead Laws and Broken Government. We welcome Philip Howard to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. I appreciate it.
Good morning, Joe.
Very nice to have you aboard. This book is fascinating, and what you look at is interesting because your whole you look at things just a little bit differently of how the rules that we live by shouldn't necessarily be the rules that we live by.
Well, I think that the law as a framework for freedom is supposed to set goals and outer limits, but it's not supposed to tell people how to live their lives from minute to minute and hour to hour. And that's what it's become. And that's one of the main causes for our government paralysis.
So how did we get there? How did we get to that point? How did we allow that to happen?
Well, it's to a certain extent, it's a function of accretion. You know, it's like sediment in the harbor that kind of you keep adding more well-intentioned laws and you never go back to clean out the ones that aren't working so well or that have unintended consequences. And to a certain extent, it's the result of a deliberate philosophical shift that we made in the 1960s when we woke up to all of these abuses like racism and pollution and sexism. You know, there are lots of abuses. And we wanted to create a system of government where no one could make a bad judgment anymore. So we got this idea that there should be, that rules should be very granular and tell everyone, officials as well as citizens, how to do everything. And you started getting laws getting longer and longer. And then the Interstate Highway Act that, you know, that authorized this huge public works project in the 1950s was a total of 29 pages. The most recent transportation bill, called MAP 21, was 548 pages, implemented by thousands of pages of regulation. It's just, you know, it's just a different mindset about how you regulate. I mean, nursing homes now have 1,000 rules that say things like food shall not be stored less than 15 centimeters above the floor. There shall be 0.09 recreational workers for this, and there shall be waste baskets in every bathroom. I mean, you know, this is the rules that's going forever. And they don't actually work very well because people end up diverting their energy from making the nursing home nice to just complying with all these rules.
If they comply, and then it's always a question of who oversees it, right?
Well, yes. And, you know, one of the problems is you end up having this kind of, you know, inspectors come in. They can't keep all the rules in mind either. So they end up enforcing the same kinds of rules that they do from time to time. They hand out tickets like traffic cops. But none of it really has much to do with whether the nursing home is better or not. Whereas Australia got rid of all their rules, replaced them with 31 general principles like have a home-like setting or respect the dignity of the residents. The regulators kept their power. They can still close down nursing homes, but now the discussion is how to make the nursing home nice, not whether the food is stored 14 centimeters above the floor or 15.
There is a blurb on the book by John Stewart who certainly gets to the quick of things, which is why I want to read it. Philip K. Howard has always struck me as an eminently reasonable, articulate advocate for common sense solutions. No wonder no one listens to him. What is it that makes common sense difficult as an antidote, as a counter argument to that type of behavior that you just described?
Well, one of the things that makes it difficult is that Washington has become, and government in general has become, a permanent class. It's no longer connected to society. You know, people spend their whole lives basically in government. So this is the way they do things. They've been trained to do things this way. So they don't have any other, and it has this great advantage, which is that no one has to take responsibility. I mean, who's responsible for the budget deficit? Nobody. Who's responsible for the fact that we can't rebuild our infrastructure? It takes a decade to get approval. Nobody. You know, who's responsible for anything? So it's perfect for them. They get, you know, they have good lives, and they're never responsible. And then the public, I think, has had a hard time coming to grips with this because we all feed off this big legal blob. You know, everybody gets something out of it. You know, no one wants to give up their entitlements, including right. me. I mean, you know, so people, the political argument tends to go between the Tea Party, which says just get rid of government, which is, I think, a terrible idea. I think government needs oversight of nursing homes. It needs to oversee nursing homes and all that. Versus the sort of liberals who kind of say, well, these goals are important, which I agree with. Therefore, we need to keep it the way it is. But that's not right. It's broken. We can't afford it.
You make a point in the book, which I found fascinating, well, one of many, but I just want to pinpoint it because I just find it to be really interesting, which is that in this process of what we have done is that the one thing that would make the system work is if government officials could make a judgment and could look at something on a case-by-case basis. But the rules don't allow that. It's a one-size-fits-all. And if we know anything about our society, we know that just doesn't work.
Right. We've created a bad form of central planning. And so, ironically, you know, everybody keeps saying government has too much power. Well, in a sense, it does, because it's bossing us around. But in a sense, the problem is that government officials don't have enough power. You know, the president didn't have authority to approve obvious rebuilding projects. So the $800 billion stimulus from 2009, only a tiny fraction went to, you know, rebuilding infrastructure. He didn't have enough. He, the president of the United States, didn't have enough power to order the rebuilding of, you know, obvious projects. So we have to give officials the authority that goes along with their responsibility. And it doesn't mean that they can do whatever they want. You can have all kinds of checks and balances. There are still legal principles that can constrain them, and courts can constrain them. But nothing in the whole world, in the universe, ever in history got done and accomplished because someone followed a rule. It's because people roll up their sleeves and take responsibility. Well, that's true with government, too.
You write in the book, in February 2011, during a winter storm, a tree fell into a creek in Franklin Township, New Jersey, causing flooding. The town was about to send a tractor in to pull the tree out when someone, perhaps the town lawyer, pointed out that it was a Class C1 creek and required formal approvals before any natural condition was altered. The flooding continued while town officials spent 12 days and $12,000 to get a permit to do what was obvious, pull the tree out of the creek.
Yes, and every day in America, you know, people confront these kinds of idiocies. And so one of the things we're doing at Common Good is we're trying to begin to mobilize groups of citizens for the beginnings of a movement, because this is only going to happen if the citizens get together and demand it, to bring common sense to government, to radically simplify law so that people who are asked to apply it can actually succeed or fail by using their judgment. We're actually looking for stories, so if any of your listeners have stories, just send them to stories@commongood.org.
Oh, I bet they have lots of stories. You tell a wonderful story in this book and a lot of good advice as well. The Rule of Nobody, Saving America from Dead Laws and Broken Government, is the new book by Philip K. Howard. It's published by Norton. Philip, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Joe, great to be with you.
Thank you very much. Again, the title of the book, The Rule of Nobody, Saving America from Dead Laws and Broken Government. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.